Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
well,
which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast for this Monday, the fucking 11th maybe of December.
Nailed it.
Sorry,
I was just doing some work.
Oh, yeah, just doing some work there. Just, you fucking, and this is not an ad, but your step ones, like, I like
these aren't step ones.
Well, they've fallen out of your fucking pants.
These are,
they're longer than your shorts.
These are my emergency pair.
They're longer than your shorts, though.
I know.
For those watching.
That's why they're my emergency pair.
Okay, right. What are they?
No idea. Bonds, I think. We got these sent. Not an ad.
But
like ages ago. And I've always had an issue with the length of them.
But the step ones are long as fuck as well.
But not as long as these. These are longer.
I also like, I get the, like, they're good for running, step ones, not an ad. But like day to day, I feel like I'm wearing fucking skins.
I like the way they keep my thangs up. That's a personal preference.
You like the bounce, the lift.
I like the cup.
Yeah.
I like the cupping act.
We were given Sparks ones. Again, not an ad.
Can I tell you about those that I don't like? Have you picked up with an issue with them?
No. I don't wear them all that often, but...
The fucking label, oh, the label is so itchy.
Not for me.
I'm like, what's the... Who's... Anyway.
Not for me.
Not an ad. None of these are ads.
None of these are ads. But the big old... The fucking dick and ball pouch on the Sparks, it does feel like you're in a two-bedroom apartment as opposed to a one-bedroom.
I like having my balls cupped.
Yeah. Same.
Like, I don't think sue me.
I don't think there'd be a person out there who doesn't.
Seriously. Seriously. Okay. That's a great point. If you're listening to this right now and you don't like having your balls cupped, reach out.
Reach out. Let us know. Obviously, you'll be outing yourself as a freak, but like...
Well, you can call in anonymously if you want.
A whatty?
Anonymous.
No.
Anonymously.
No.
don't know.
Come on, you got it. Come on.
Anonymously.
No, fuck. Come on, you got it, mate. You got it.
I don't know if I do.
You got it.
That's the thing.
One more.
Anom.
No. Anonymous. Anonymous.
So anoms, that's what I was doing.
Anomaly.
Anonymously. Yeah, there you go. Fuck. What a kind of a word. I'm a bit slow today, puns and dribblers.
Yeah, we're a bit slow.
We had a rip on Friday.
We had a rip. Hacker Major. Well, firstly, before you know Hacker Major.
What a day.
It was. Horizontal season shirt still on sale. Punters and dribblers still on sale. HelloSport.shop. Just want to get that out of the way.
Well, we'll go back on that.
We will.
Terrific fucking turn up for the horizontal season merch this year, punters and dribblers. Going like hotcakes, as they say in the old. But there are some left. Not many, but there are some left. Hats still not here.
Well, they're technically in the country.
We're tracking them.
There's a world where they do become available before Christmas, but there's a world where they don't.
We're tracking them, dude. Apparently they're at the Bankstown Aerodrome.
Well, they were there. But now they're somewhere else.
That's not where they're supposed to be.
No.
Let me put it that way.
No.
We don't fulfill out of Bankstown Aerodynamic Dome.
Didn't even know that was a place.
So the punter and the dribbler must wait.
Yep.
With bated breath, which I don't know what that means.
We've already had this discussion.
Again. Am I going to remember that?
No. But that's that. There's also rosé still available as well.
Yes, there is.
There is.
Magnums.
A couple of Maggies. Christmas Magnums.
Which we'll be enjoying on Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
Hello Sport Christmas Party 2023 edition.
That's going to be a good day.
I'm dripping for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good day.
Did we ever confirm what the cocktails were?
There's been a lot of talk about that.
We confirmed them off air. We never confirmed them on the podcast.
Well, you and I had a private conversation.
We took it offline.
Basically, I called Tom and was like, what are we going to do? Like, we need to get this fucking signed off on. I, at the time, was having a pina colada, and it was unbelievable, like one way better than Dave's ever fucking conceived in his mind.
Yeah, what we realized is Dave can't make pina coladas.
But it was thought by some, and by some I mean Ella, and that was voiced again to you and I, was that they're probably a bit smacky on a hot day.
Mm.
Potentially a bit creamy, a bit milky. Happy to go with it. We've gone Mai Tais and Tommy's Margaritas. Yes. That's what we've done.
Nice.
I love Mai Tais. I love Tommy's Margaritas. You can
and we were sort of
it.
Just like, we were like, it's rum and it's tequila. Like, that's a phenomenal mix.
Yeah, rum, tequila.
So,
fuck tequila,
it.
Rum. Rum,
and then
tequila.
We'll have Big Day Rosé on there as well.
Was there a Mai Tai recipe that was confirmed, or was it the classic?
That's a good point.
No, but I've had their Mai Tai. It's good. So, right. In the hands of the gods.
Yeah.
But also not, because you're not making them.
Are you saying I'm a god?
Well, I'm saying it is in the hands of the gods.
Oh.
Well,
no, listen, you... You shouldn't have said it like that, because now you were inferring that he is a god, which obviously is incorrect.
Yeah, but you can have like shit gods. You can have gods that are shit at things.
The god of shit cocktails.
Yeah. There's got to be a god for everything, doesn't there?
Yeah, I guess so.
God for poor cocktails. Are you going to swim on Wednesday? I reckon I will.
Yeah, I'm going to be donning board shorts if that's the.
I reckon I'm going to dip. I'm going to jump in.
Well, if the weather permits.
Oh, it's hot. 30.
Oh yeah.
Luckily, Thursday's actually fucking 38. So we dodged a bullet there.
Oh my god. Fucking 38.
We're in the midst of a heat wave, punters and dribblers.
Which is
realized.
Good. That's good stuff. I love that. But what about like Arvo showery shit? Because that's sort of what happens in summer. You get a bit of an Arvo sprinkle sometimes. Are we in for one of those on
I
Wednesday?
I hope not. I hope not.
Same. But if it's fucking hot.
It didn't
hot,
say afternoon showers.
Good. If it's hot, it's
you actually need to book something for afterwards.
Yep.
Work that's to be done.
Today. We do that today. Very busy.
Flat out, punters and dribblers. Flat out.
But that is Wednesday. Very horny for that.
Hostport.shop. Buy stuff.
For all your Christmas needs. Except
great
Christmas
point.
Decorations. But for all your Christmas needs, you can get booze, you can get fucking presents.
Yeah. Yeah, if you still haven't got a present for your mum or your dad or your wife or yourself, Hostport.shop, there will be a present on there. Just right for any occasion.
Yep.
Not all occasions.
Not
most
all, but
occasions.
Pretty much.
And the hats might be on there this week. It's not a problem.
Which should be fucking exciting, because look at my head, dude. They are good. They are good.
I hope they are again.
Isn't you hope they're available?
Freight. It's a freight issue, not our issue. Freight.
Well, listen, you could argue that if we were ever doing anything on time, it wouldn't be an issue, but we... Every year.
Well,
every year, everything.
No, not everything.
Everything.
No.
Have we booked a place for after our fucking Christmas party?
Mate, the horizontal season was on time.
No, they were on time. But there was a moment where it was like, are they going to be on time?
Oh, yeah. We're
getting better.
We are getting better, but they were supposed to be shipped. And they weren't.
No, they were
flying.
They
were flying because we were too late.
Yeah.
Louis so, Collins.
Shout out to Louis. Not his fault, but it is his fault. Kind of. Well, he's an easy person to blame.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
here we are.
By the by, here we are.
We're a little bit all over the shop this week, punters, drillers. That's what happens when you have a critically acclaimed. Wow. A critically acclaimed Christmas Carols episode.
Yeah.
Into a critically acclaimed Hacker Major.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Your mind melts.
Your mind melts. I spent the rest of the weekend basically just recovering. If you've purchased horizontal season shit, then I'm picking two people every day who's going to get free merch of the next drop. So I've only done one day, because then the next day was Hacker Major, got belted, and then forgot. So I forgot Friday.
Well,
Saturday,
then it's game
Sunday,
over.
Monday. So now I've got a lot to do. But it was such a good day, as they always are. The Hacker Majors.
I always have the best time.
It's so much fun.
I can't remember a time when we haven't had a good time.
No, we always have a good time. Shout out to Sebo, who puts it together. Tobler and Dave in the background. Mick, Joel. What's your cousin's name again, Tobler?
Jacob.
Reese,
the other cameraman.
Another cameraman.
Always did well.
The sponsors, Southern Comfort, Better Beer, Big Day Rosé, Golf Box. Without
Bondi,
everyone.
Bondi Diggers.
Bondi Diggers, great course. They did shut the venue at 9:30 with like 100 people in there. I don't know if they're allergic to making money, but that's okay. It was still great. They were very hospitable. They put up with a bunch of rowdy dickheads.
They did well.
We were all well behaved, though.
Yeah, we were. But again, potentially addicted, you know, allergic to money. Might be a public thing. As in, like, who gives a shit? Would you know what I mean?
I definitely think that. I think it's...
If it's council line, who cares?
Well, but I'm also like, I remember working in hospitality and being like, I'm getting paid the same regardless, so let's shut this shit down because I want to go home.
Yeah. Now, the tone was set early for us, Tom, when the great Clary Moore of Motorino, North Bondo Motorino owner, inventor, Clothing creator. Brand.
Check it out.
Check him out.
Got some great shit.
They actually got some really good stuff.
I actually
up there
think
at the
he said he was going to bring some around. Not an ad.
This isn't an ad. North Bondo Motorino. Go check the stuff out. It's fucking good stuff. And they've got some good summer stuff. Some good Christmas buys, I would suggest. He set the tone early on like our third hole, I think. Hole in one.
All Motorino stuff available at hallosport.shop, by the way.
Is it? Is that what I said?
No, that's what I said.
I'm confused.
Kid's struggling.
Kid is struggling. He set the tone early. Hole in one.
Hole in one. I've never seen a hole in one before. And I mean, technically, I didn't see it that day either, but like, I've never been around for one. Streety was like miles away when he got his. It was one of the great.
No, I've never been around for one. Unbelievable.
It was one of the great moments. Let me set the scene. Hole two, diggers. No one's even really paying attention to anyone doing anything. Again, like no one's, it's a great day, but like you can't see the hole, so everyone's just having a shot if you're shanking it, whatever. I wasn't even watching him hit.
I remember seeing him, I saw him hit the ball and I was like, not a bad shot.
But it was like, it's on a hill, so like it wasn't going near the green. But then the guys who are in the like team in front of us had just finished on the hole. And then just out of nowhere, they just start running down the hill being like, it's a fucking hole-in-one. It's a hole-in-one. And we all kind of thought they were wool-pulling us for a second. But then we all just took chase and just ran up that hill.
Well, originally I thought they were wool-pulling us, but they committed too hard.
It was
way too hard of a commitment for it to be a stitch-up. Because they ran halfway down the hole before... It really dawned on me what had happened.
Yeah.
That Clary had gone the big lift and got a hole in one at the Hacker Major for the second time in five hackers.
Yeah. We have a phenomenal record of hole in one.
It's just the most incredible record. And then everyone's up and about. Shout out to Jack Edward Archdale for getting the fucking camera out.
That was real, I'm a content guy energy. Like, you're hard place to get him to respond to a fucking text message 9 times out of 10.
Oh, you won't get
like
it.
Work
you know.
On the line. No. He's too busy fucking gaming or like, you know, beating off to photos of Zelda. But like, he just fucking bolted with his camera on.
He did very well.
He did so well. Just got everyone. I want to see that in slow-mo with some like, is it Interstellar music?
Yes. Yes, the cornfield music.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking
That's
for.
That's what we're looking for.
100%.
Yep.
Love that.
But that was like, the day was fantastic after that. But like, I could have gone home that moment and been like, that was the moment. That was a moment to be a part of.
I wouldn't have been able to go home because I would have been on such a high.
I
would have been like, how do I chill out?
No, I probably need to go and maybe just go to the pub. But like, I would have been able to like stop playing right then.
Well, the day was done by then. As in,
it was actually only the third hole for us. But technically, from a like emotional high perspective, it's hard to come down, or it's hard to top.
We didn't come down from there. I don't think we stayed up there for most like the whole round. It was fun, fucking good fun. So hot. So delicious, so nutritious, good energy. Everyone's foaming at the mouth. Everyone's having a great time. Just good, honest fun. And then you go around afterwards and you shoot the shit with everyone and you just, you know, do a bit of qualitative research, Tom. Mm. People are out there frothing.
Yep.
People are out there loving it.
Well, it's hard not to love it.
So if you haven't been to a hacker, I suggest you...
Do your best to get them because they sell out in 6 seconds.
Just get better at buying stuff online is what I'd say.
Yeah.
No, just get like quicker at it.
Just get quicker. Be quicker, get quicker, be quicker. You so we've had two hole in ones at Hacker Majors. You've now missed the ball twice on close to the pin challenges.
Yeah.
Well, there's like just an absolute gallery.
Yep.
I'd say this gallery bigger, maybe than
big gallery. Listen, I don't do myself any favors for a couple of reasons. A, I'm no good. B, it's pretty late in the piece when I'm starting to swing the club.
Yeah.
And which doesn't help.
But you're whipping everyone up into a frenzy. Yeah, shirt it's off.
Good. It's good. Well, I think the shirt off thing added to it. The moment Scope got up there and we whipped his shirt off, it was on.
And then you started punching him in the stomach, like to warm him up,
like a fighter.
Yeah,
going into battle.
Yeah,
yeah. Great day.
Have you seen the footage of you missing the?
Yeah, it was in the thing yesterday.
I just wasn't sure whether you were like trying not to see it or like.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I just wasn't. Yeah.
If I was good at golf, I might care.
Dude, how about that one but I did? Horseshit. How about the one in the longest drive?
But you recovered well.
I did recover well. I can't wait.
You
to
almost
see
fell
that.
Over.
I know.
That was like scary.
Dude, it was like, it was so bad.
It almost looked like, I think there's like footage online, or it's a joke, obviously, where someone swings a club and his back like snaps and he just keeps spinning. That's what it looked like.
After doing it, my back hurt. It did like, just for like a brief window. My back didn't hurt going in. This isn't Mr. Excuses 2023 here. I had no excuses. But the shot was like the worst single shot I think I've ever played in my life. I hit the ground. Well, I didn't even hit the ball. I hit the ground.
I think you hit the ground and then your club bounced over the ball.
Over the ball. And then I've like spun out and like almost slipped and fallen over. And there was, so we were two teams playing together, the Better Beer team and the Goers. And like on the big day rosé hole as well, like on our hole, I was so fucking embarrassed. In that moment, I was like, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Listo at one point.
It was the spinning part.
The spinning bit.
It was the spinning
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was.
Because I spun out of it, like almost falling over. Listo was like, dude, honestly, it was like at one point I was actually like, I felt bad. Like I was cringing. It was like I was uncomfortable to be there. It was so uncomfortable. Like, it was so bad. And then thank God I missed the
but
ball.
But you recovered.
Because I had a shot at redemption. So I look forward to Sebo not editing that in. And
well, that wouldn't be
me.
Very funny, would it?
What do you mean, showing redemption?
It's not as funny.
Mate, it's a good message for the kiddies, you know? Like, never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Yeah, get off the mat.
Get off the mat, chase your dreams.
Yeah, like and then me when I finally connected with the ball. That won't be in the edit either.
No.
That won't be in there. But that's okay.
Should be. Anyway, that's okay. Hacker Majors done for 2023. Thank you very much to everyone who's ever come to and bought tickets. They're fucking great fun.
Oh, we'll be back next year.
We'll be back
four of the best next year, Punters and Dribblers.
But it's great to be able to, you know, meet dribblers because it's mostly people we don't know, right?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
It's amazing. So you just get to go and have a big old
group. there's like beers and bet slips and shit. People that just keep turning back.
Oh, I know, but I don't know how they keep coming back. Like, you've got to be so fucking.
Well, because they're good.
I know, but like
they're good.
Just,
like
they're
I said before about like you got to be good at buying. They're good at it.
They are good. They're in
That's
there.
What I meant by that.
There was some controversy about the winners. There was some scuttlebutt going around about the winners.
So what was the scuttlebutt?
Well, I don't want to throw the whole thing into. But there was scuttlebutt. That's all I'm saying.
There's scuttlebutt, I reckon, with every winner at the Hacker Major. There's always rumors going around afterwards.
Yeah, it's probably true. Like, see, I don't pay much attention.
So I think I vaguely heard a rumor that maybe there was like they'd lied about
their handicaps.
But can't you just look it up?
I surely asked them Sebo, afterwards.
Surely Sebo Googles people's names to check.
It's actually not a bad point. Like, if you've got a handicap, then you should be able to just prove it, right?
Well, you get the team name and you type it in to fucking. Wouldn't there be like a handicap thing? Surely there is. Maybe there's not.
Two of them had handicaps. One like a 14 and a 12. So they weren't single digits, but like.
But
they
that's
were handy
yeah, someone
golfers.
Was saying that they were, that maybe they were a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, we say the same thing about Sebo,
well,
who
we
just
do.
Doesn't hand his cards in, so yeah. He's never below 10
no, that's
and
it. Like,
wins his own tournament,
I think the
wins
golfers,
his own clubs, wins his own money. Like
golfers at that
what's
level,
the difference?
Right? Golfers that get down to like, say like 15 and under are just incredibly competitive about golf, so they're probably just going to all like.
But also the winner got what, like one under?
Three under.
Like,
so they won by four shots.
Yeah, but that's not that good. We were fucking going along at a pretty good click, and we were dog shit.
I sort of think Betterbeer somehow beat us.
You guys came third.
Betterbeer beat us?
By
no,
one
they
shot.
Didn't. Did we get third?
Yeah, Betterbeer T2 with four other
Well, then we got
teams.
T2 because Betterbeer didn't
and
put
then,
a fun. They stopped scoring.
Mate,
like
wait, yeah, they stopped scoring. We were like fucking one over through most
we
of the
We actually
day.
Didn't play
And then we
that.
Started, then we just.
We fell apart.
Not even fell apart. I think we just stopped scoring.
Yeah, yeah, we
Yeah, but again, like, we don't want to win our own day.
No.
But like, four under is not that impressive. Three under is not that impressive.
No, but, given, if, you, no, but if you look at the rest of the how everyone else performed.
But given how you, like we.
We didn't play well. Well, we you know what?
We
complimented
actually
each other nicely. I was putting.
We were like one over through fucking probably 12 holes.
Yeah. We were putting. I was putting well. You were. Your back nine was tough though, I'll be honest. You sort of fell apart.
My front nine was
front
amazing.
Front nine was really, really good. You didn't miss a green, basically, for the first fucking, like, five holes.
I know. I was, like, literally the first five holes, all greens. Delicious. And then, again, not to harp on about it, the rosé gets into your soul.
Yeah, it gets its talons in you and the rest.
And then it's all over. Yeah. And it's all over. Pack it up sort of stuff.
Rosé.
Because all your what are your functions, your faculties. Out the door.
Yeah.
Out the door. And I sort of pride myself in leaving my faculties at the door when I get to the back nine of a hacker major. Oh, I don't really want them anymore.
No, you don't.
I was going to say, a bit of respect I feel like needs to be paid to the winners to let them cook, specifically to the one dude in their team who got hit flush in the nuts on the first hole.
It's true.
And recovered to play the rest of the day.
They also won the putt off. They won the putters as well, let them cook.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah, they won everything.
Talented.
Very talented.
Talented boys. Young boys.
But old mate, yeah, he's...
He copped one of
his... sack was bruised as shit.
Yeah, but then he showed me it. And I was like, listen, dude, it's...
It was bruised.
It didn't look that bruised when I saw it.
It looked red to me when he showed me.
But I was like, just got an itchy sack? But, I mean, like, listen, if you get hit in the fucking dick and balls with a golf ball, then you've got my respect. And you're still getting around. All I'm saying was I expected to see this thing look gruesome. And when he pulled his testicles out for me, it was better than I could have hoped for him.
Yeah, but you've got to go worst case scenario, right?
You get hit in the fucking nuts with a golf ball. You expect to
see mush.
Yeah, mush, exactly. Pounded grapes.
That's right. Stomped.
Stomped grapes.
I saw bruising, but it wasn't too bad. So luckily the gentleman in question got on with the show.
But it was a bit wild out there at certain points. There were balls flying around.
Well, especially at the start when the wind was up.
Yeah.
When we first started playing, the wind was right up. You remember my shot on the second when I just like danced it off the wind out of the green. Anyway, besides the point.
Yep.
Kid Ken played.
Was that the second? Was that also the one where I putted from like 40 fucking meters out just to sink our par?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
No. Incorrect.
But I did do that. So you did do that. Maybe it was that hole. I can't remember.
Yeah, the wind was playing havoc and people were getting pelted left, right and center.
Yeah.
But in a safe way.
In a safe way.
In a really, really safe
way. In a really manageable and safe way because no one else got hit. Only one guy got hit on the dick.
Exactly. So clearly.
Everyone was doing.
Ipso facto.
Safe.
Safe day.
Safety. Afterwards, and then the Waratahs were there. They weren't playing, but they were there.
I heard that.
Didn't you see him? Well, you saw him.
No, I didn't see him.
Well, you would have seen him because they were there. You just didn't necessarily know them all.
Can I be honest with you? I don't think I know any of them.
I knew a couple of them. I didn't know a lot of them. I thought they were like an East footy side.
I don't think I know a single.
Well, you definitely know Mark Norman and Dewasa.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, Mark.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
Wow, Eddie, you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.
Punters and dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallowsport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up. Saw an Napoleon yesterday with Jarge. Not bad. Bit long, I'd say. Bit long. There's some good battle scenes in there. Probably too much focused on love, like his relationship with Josephine. I would like to see more fucking punching on. All in all, not a bad movie.
How long?
Oh, I'd be fucking approaching 3 hours.
Oh. But see, that's like, I don't mind a 3 hour movie, but if you're not like cranking yourself over it, then 3 hours is too long.
Not many movies you'll crank over that go for 3 hours.
Titanic.
Well, obviously.
Killers of the Flower Moon, apparently.
I reckon I've heard it's good, but I reckon it sounds so fucking long that I reckon you need to see that in intervals.
Yeah.
I reckon you need to split that up. I'm waiting for that to come on to like streaming services so I can just watch it in lots.
But do you understand how streaming services work, right? You just hit pause, go live your life, come
back.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm waiting for.
But what do you mean? You can do
that. I don't want to see it at the movies.
Oh, you're waiting for it to arrive onto streaming.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were waiting for streaming service to offer intervals. I'm like,
No. I don't want to go to the movies to watch a 4 hour movie.
No, I get you there. I'm with you there, buddy.
Especially because like we were full recline mode, right? Stream, I think it was the Stream Theater. It's fucking big screen, loud as fuck, and you get to recline. It's very comfortable. It's extreme.
But that's nice. That's nice. What if they had intermissions in long movies at the cinema?
All right. You could nod off.
5 minute, or just a 5 minute break.
Or you just go for a fucking 10 minute kip.
So, okay.
And they come and wake you up. Like they come out with little blankets and shit. And they go, just have a fucking, we'll give you half up for a nip. And then we'll wake you up. Because you're smacked out at this point by like so much popcorn, maybe some pods, maybe the biggest fucking Pepsi you've ever seen.
Like, so, can you not order like meals and shit there? I think I've been in Gold Class.
You can in Lux. We weren't in Gold Class.
All of it's just recliners now, though, hey?
That's what I mean. Gold Class was always the only one you could recline in. Now you can recline in all of them.
Unless you go to those old cinemas. No disrespect, Randwick Ritz, great cinema, but like...
Listen. Like, you know, all the... there's like the Emporium. Is it...
Orpheum?
The Orpheum, rather. Yeah. Beautiful places.
Beautiful.
Like, really nice. And I'm like, oh, like, this is a throwback to yesteryear.
Yeah.
And I've come to see Marilyn Monroe. And, like, I pull up my little fucking car at the
Where's
front.
Where's James Dean?
Yeah, and I go to the milk bar afterwards and get a fucking milkshake.
Well, we're going
to
go dancing.
yeah, like.
I'm going to take my best gal dancing after pictures.
Twist and shake. And then I might get a kiss on the way home.
Yeah.
And, you know, her dad will try to bash me and shit. All that. I get it, but.
Like you're in The Notebook.
Yeah, but it's not the 50s anymore, punters and dribblers, and I can recline now, and I'm gonna recline if I can. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and you're not going with your best gal, you're going with your best mate.
I'm going with my mate, Jack.
And you're just
gonna
go sit there and pound pods and fucking smack out.
Yeah.
It's probably not like a Nicholas Sparks novel in it, but like it's still pretty nice.
Well, it's a modern Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
Almost. You go with one of your best mates and you fucking eat pods and you eat it.
And you smack
like
out.
One of the biggest they got the biggest popcorn they've got.
Yeah.
And you smack the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
And you watch Napoleon.
Mm. That's nice.
That's how you spend a Sunday.
That's a nice Sunday. It's a very good Sunday.
There is going to be a longer release of Napoleon.
Jesus, a director's cut.
Yeah, I heard that. I hope there's more fights in that.
Well, it's going to be 4 hours and 10 minutes, according to Ridley Scott. And he's also said that the director's cut will explore more of Empress Josephine.
Just what more. You want.
More.
Just what you want. I wasn't looking for more. I was looking for less. Let me tell you, she's in there a lot. Like a fuckload. Like to the point where you go, Empress Josephine.
Is this about you?
Are you the greatest general of all time? Because I don't think you are.
Is that what she's trying? Is this stolen valor?
Well, it's just a little bit like, it's not called Josephine. It's called Napoleon. and I understand that, like,
was Joaquin
she's
good?
In it. She's in it. She's in it a lot for someone that cheats on him constantly. And he, you know, Napoleon's one of the great cucks of all time.
But maybe that's what they're pointing to. You know, little man cucked by his misso.
Yeah,
this is why he's taken over the world, because he can't conquer this woman.
Sure, but it was just too much of it. Like, they didn't even show him fucking punching on in Italy. They didn't show him go over the Alps. They didn't show any of that stuff. So they missed a trick a little bit.
Now, if I, not being, you know, one of the great Napoleon cocksuckers of all time like yourself, did you catch it?
No.
No. Like, I'm not a big Napoleon guy, right?
But you like fights.
Sure, but what I mean is...
You like battles,
No, but what I'm saying is I'm not watching it going, oh, they didn't have him crossing the Alps. Like, do you think that if I, just for your everyday Australian...
I think you're going to come back to me when you watch it and go, there's too much Josephine. That's what I think you'll say to me. If I'm just going to pick it.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what you'll say. But it was still fucking good. I'd suggest people watch it.
You'd suggest it?
Yep.
What do you give it? What do you give it?
Out of 10?
Out of 10. Five. You know, it's like, how many was it? Like, what is it? How many watts out of five? You know what I mean? Like, what is your thing? Your unit of measurement? Rosés out of five? Fucking.
How many Bonapartes? Out of 10. And 10 being like the best movie ever.
Well, obviously
6.5.
So not great,
but not bad.
6.5 is not 3 hours worthy.
6.5, 7. Yep.
You already said 6.5, so you can't change the score.
Like, what would you give Gladiator?
I'd give that like an 8, 8.5. That's a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah.
You might even give that a 9, Gladiator. And I know I just said you can't change the score, but like, I'm just fucking...
8, 8.5, 9.
8.5, 9? Gladiator? Like, that's pretty, like, unimpeachable, that film. Like, you're not going...
I'd give it Napoleon 6.5. I would. I'd give it 6.5.
That's not that good.
It's not that good. But it's good.
It's worth... It's
like, I'd say anything below 5, I'm going, shit, don't watch it. So, like, you definitely watch it.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, you know, if of less than a 5, you wouldn't shag, generally. That's how it's supposed to work.
Well, if you are a 5 yourself, then that's not the case.
No, but it's your 5. It's a contextual 5.
Oh, a contextual 5.
It's your own 5.
Yeah, sure.
Like, five, if you're a 10, if you're a 10, you don't fuck anything less than an 8. So that's your 5, you know what I mean?
So you're stretching
out your...
Yeah, it's true, yeah. So, yeah. 5 is in the eye of the beholder.
Correct. That's how it works, always. One man's 10 is another man's 7, you know what I mean?
It's a great point.
Same with movies.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to fucking prioritize 3 hours of my life for a 6.5.
You might give it an 8.5. That's the point.
But you have given it a 6.5. So I'm going off your 6.5 Bonapartes out of 10. I'm not going to go and put 3.5 or 3 hours of my life aside potentially for that. I might.
You might want to get away from the family.
Well, yeah, but if it's not in the cinemas, then what's the point? They can still find me in my bedroom, can't they?
Anyway, that was me yesterday.
I went to Evie's ballet recital. It was fucking amazing. It was lovely. It was cute. Get in there.
Great time of the year for that sort of thing.
It's like all these different, like at a ballet school, I don't know, whatever, but there's like heaps of different groups. They all get up and do it. So she's
ages and...
Ages and whatevers.
Ages and disciplines.
Ages. The whole theme was Alice in Wonderland. So some people were like cats or rabbits, and she was her group was roses, and they get up there and they do their little thing. That was great. It was lovely. I thought I was going to cry. I didn't cry, especially because of my emotional state given the size of Friday. I was like, this could be anything. Like, guru levels of this could be anything. I could fucking weep. But I was a bit more like nervous for her. I was like, oh, fuck, I hope she doesn't wig out. She could not have given a fuck. She was like the most confident little thing in the world. But anyway, she gets up, does a dance, all good. Praise be. She nailed it. But then afterwards, at the end of the thing, like, all right, everyone, thank you. Now we're going to one final fucking thing where like everyone gets on stage from all the disciplines and we all dance to fucking like, they all dance to say goodbye. And Whenever they're up there dancing.
Were you asked, was the crowd asked to get up and join
in? No. Fuck no.
Was there many of these like clap-alongs
and stuff? Yeah. But I was on the
that's
camera.
That's a crowd flag.
No, that's a big, especially with the kids stuff. But they've also have like their ballet instructors because kids of that age, like there's fucking kids that are just like walking around like don't know.
Yeah, so it's
doing.
Usually the older girls that do that.
So there's like some instructors there who are, you know, they're all the other little girls like following them when they're doing their bit. There's the final thing. Evie's up on stage and we're like, you know, Steph and I are just like filming, taking photos, whatever. This instructor just wants the show to all be about her. This final little like farewell comes straight in front of Evie and just blocks our shot and is like, I've never wanted to fucking kick someone more in my life, like boot her off the stage.
Were you? Did you only have eyes for her though? Like, was everyone else into it? And it's, she's just stolen your shot, and then
yeah. No, it's good, but it's like
it's a shot based.
It's a shot based thing. You've robbed me of vision of my child, but let me just show it to you. We won't put it up there on YouTube
we won't be
because
doing that.
That's not fair to this young lady. But like, if you wanna. No, like, what's infuriating? This is infuriating.
Look how enthusiastic this chick is. I'm like, I hate you.
I don't think she's any more enthusiastic than the chick back here.
But she's right in front.
Oh, I know, but...
Get out of the way. Why are you standing in front of any of the kids?
Oh, there you go, mate.
No, bro, she went back. She went back. Don't you worry about that. I was fucking ropeable. But again, shout out to him. It was very good. But that was about it, dude. I didn't really do much else. I was licking my wounds all weekend.
Yeah.
Big wound licker I was.
Yeah. And then we obviously have Wednesday, so you know, we had to pace ourselves. I actually did get back on the piss on Saturday though.
So did I.
Mum and Dad were down, my sister was fucking.
I saw you, do you remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I don't know why you didn't mention that you're going to be over the road from me when I asked you what the fuck you were doing.
I fucking forgot.
Like, I called you like an hour before that.
I know. I forgot.
No, I went up to the Paddington and it was just like, just started pounding Tommy's margaritas. We were having lunch for my sister before she went back to England. And it was like I was in one of those moods where I was like halfway done. I was just starting to reorder more. I'm like, I need constant. I can't be empty ever.
No. We went to a twins' fifth birthday party across the road from you. Literally, like, see your front door.
No, like literally across the road.
Like across the road. Like as in you would take maybe 14 steps from this place and you could
throw a tennis ball.
I could have easily, if I'd woken up in the morning with like a morning wood and a bladder full of urine, I could probably piss to his front door.
She'd get close.
You'd get close.
From up there.
You would get it because it's from a height.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd get close. I'd hit your car.
With a wood?
Yeah. Morning wood? All
you'd
that
definitely,
blood squeezing
you'd, de- you'd definitely get, I think you'd definitely get, with a bit of wind, you'd definitely
favorable
get.
Favorable wind.
Favorable winds. And if you have aimed it right, you could definitely get to like out the front, like to the path.
The footpath. That's how close I was to his house. But it was a fifth. Yeah,
again, you'd need to be hard.
I'd need to be hard. No, I'd need to be rock hard. that's just to give you an indication of how close I was to where it is. But yeah, so a twin's fifth birthday party. Kids are now at the age where like you just put them in an area and like you don't even have to worry about them. The mistake, well, not mistake, we had to drive there because I had a big night the night before. I was on driving duties, but I got in there and I haven't had this for ages. Pimm's, dude. We just got there and it was Pimm's and ginger ale, my new favorite fucking drink.
ginger beer,
whatever. And I was just getting stuck into my Pimm's, but then I had to woo up because I was driving and that's when the crash happened and I was dead.
And you were tired.
I was just like, fuck this, I need to go home. But shout out to Pimm's. I will be making Pimm's this summer.
Lock it in.
Lock in some Pimm's.
Lock in Pimm's. Lock in.
Lock in Pimm's. Dude, so can you? John Rahm signs with Liv, $900 million, right?
Aussie.
I don't understand. I thought Liv fucking was back with PGA.
I don't get it.
What the fuck's
what
going
on? What is
going
on?
Because then it's like Liv's coming back out next year to Australia. I'm like, sick, we're going. But I don't know how that makes sense because I thought that the PGA acquired, like they're merging back together and all the fucking players who went over to Liv are like going to be, you know, sanctioned or some shit. Like,
well, it says here that the PGA Tour is racing to try finalize a commercial agreement with the Saudi Arabian Live League.
That's so it hasn't been done.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been finalized.
Which is probably
why they're just buying these guys.
And is that why they're like, get it fucking done, or we're just going to keep buying everyone?
Yeah.
Which is what they're doing.
Because John Rahm was like, I think back in the day, like when it was first done, he's like, no amount of money is going to get me to go. He's like, I just, and then now it's like, well, there obviously is an amount of
money. But if you're John Rahm, right, and I'm speculating wildly here. So if you're like a huge golf dick rider and you know that you, and what I'm saying is incorrect, just calm down.
Yeah, just relax.
If I'm John Rahm and the Saudis approach my people, Tom,
yep,
and they go, listen here, John, you're our big push to get the PGA to just sign off on this thing commercially. How does 900 million sound, right? And then you can go back to the PGA next year anyway.
And we'll just give you 900 million.
Like, is that what we're looking at here?
Don't know.
Is that the deal? Is that the makeup of things? Who's saying no to that?
No one.
No one.
Unless you're Tiger, who said no to, I think, $1 billion.
Yeah, but Tiger's got billions
of
dollars.
So it doesn't matter.
So he doesn't need it.
It doesn't matter. But it didn't make sense to me, all of this, because it was like, oh, okay, now they're doing some deal.
I had the same thought on the weekend, Tom, and it was very confusing. Because I was under the impression that Liv was
done.
Well, I knew it wasn't done because I knew they were coming to Adelaide again next year.
But that was confusing to me.
Not as confusing as them spending shitloads of money signing players consistently and stuff. I was like, oh, maybe this thing will take a while to like wrap
happen.
Up. You know, like a year or two. But yeah. I thought at least that it was probably commercially signed off on. Clearly nothing's happened.
Can you just get the specifics of the John Rahm deal? Because is it 900 million like signing bonus? Is it?
So various reports have put it anywhere from US 300 mil to 600 mil, which is Australian 450 to 900 mil.
Okay.
So it's not wildly fluctuating. Yes.
Which is just ridiculous.
That's a humongous difference.
Is it, but the nature of it, is it just because like Cam Smith got 190 million guaranteed locked in just to go. So I'm just trying to work out, is that like...
That's considerably more than...
No, I know, but I'm just saying, is it like, come here, this is what you'll get.
Dave's going to tell us.
Fuck, you'd want to have some wily people. Like, how do you... What do they... Do they just all go live in like the Cayman Islands or some shit? And like, don't get taxed on any of that?
I don't know how that shit works, but... I would be setting up shop somewhere like that. Yeah,
where like Monaco, not the worst place.
Not the worst.
Is Bahamas though? Is that the other place? Bahamas would be a nice place.
A lot of places in the in that part of the world are.
But you have
obviously
to like,
Monaco's not in that part of the world, but the Bahamas I know is.
But you just have to. Do you have to live there?
Yeah, you can live there for a certain amount of time, a year.
A year.
I think Leighton Hewitt lived in the Bahamas.
What is it like in Australia? Do we have any? Because like in America, like Florida's got a better tax.
In Australia, it's all
federal. The same, right?
It's all federal. We don't pay state taxes here.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, well, you're not on income. Not on income.
But what, on like housing and shit?
Yes.
Property?
Yeah, on property and shit. There's state taxes.
Cool, guys. That's the end of our tax segment. have we got any Rahm specifics?
Not too many specifics. He made a pretty like vague statement. I'm proud to join Live Golf and be part of something new that's bringing growth to the sport. I've no doubt this is a great opportunity for me and my family, and I'm very excited for the future.
I'd respect it more. Not that I don't respect it because I don't give a shit. I would respect people that sign with Live more though if they came out being like, yeah, took the money.
He kind of said that.
I did. Took the money.
I heard him basically going like...
Instead of all this like, you know, I just go, yeah, I took the money. Money was great, so that's why I did it.
Well, he's like, mate, I'm setting up my family here for like ever.
Oh, this is interesting. So ESPN are reporting that Liv is going to add a 13th team to their roster for Rahm to helm, giving him an ownership stake and recruiting more PGA Tour players to join his team.
But if you're getting an ownership stake in a team that you know the PGA is trying to just fucking absorb again, Does the value of that team not exist?
This is all very confusing. And maybe
so confusing.
And maybe Liv's play with something like this is they're going to go, listen, we might merge, but we're not going anywhere. Because Liv's were far more international, as you would know. They play all around the world, whereas the PGA basically just plays in America.
So you'd be like, we'll be a PGA-owned thing, but like entity, but we're still going to keep going.
We're still going to go to fucking Adelaide. We're still going to go to fucking Europe. We're still going to go to Asia. We're still going to go to South America.
Yeah, that's the way it's kind of been phrased in a lot of these articles, that it's been described as a commercial agreement, not like being absorbed by the PGA.
There you go. So they just...
keep going.
They're just going to keep trucking nut. So this isn't going away at all. Interesting.
That is.
I wonder what... It would be fascinating to see what a deal, a commercial agreement is, how that's structured,
bro,
what it looks like.
So hectic.
Who comes up with it?
How
you settle on something. Imagine the back and forth.
Seeing those meetings back and forth, it'd be like, it'd be lawyers fucking galore, but it would just be, I don't know whether it'd be interesting, it'd probably be interesting, but also boring as fuck.
Boring as batshit. It'd be interesting to read what it finally looks like, potentially.
I wouldn't want to read any of it. I'd need someone to explain to me, and I'd like to be in there, fly on the wall. Like, I can nip out whenever I want, and I'm not interrupting the meeting.
Like, have, like, Morgan Freeman explain it to
me. Yes. And he really knows what he's explaining. So yes. he can tell it to us.
He's just got a nice voice.
He's got a nice voice. Hemsworth.
Yeah. I'd have Hemsworth explain it.
Hemsworth
to me.
Do it. I think if...
Or like Margot Robbie in a bubble bath saying.
Exactly. And that's not anything... That's from a film. We're not being like misogynistic. What about both of them in a bubble bath? Separate bubble baths. Like, I don't want Hemsworth and her in a bath together.
Or there's like a divider.
Just give me two bubble baths.
Margot's in a pretty big bath.
To be honest, you know what? Actually, I've changed this. Margot in a bubble bath and Hemsworth just fucking like doing weights.
Next row.
Yeah, okay. But he's shirtless doing weights. And you're like, that's what I want
to
see.
Yeah, explain this Liv thing to me.
Explain Liv to me while you do fucking dumbbell presses.
Fascinating. Well, we'll see John Rahm next year.
Maybe personally.
In Adelaide. It'd be nice to meet him.
Fuck, it would be. Anyone from Liv... Reach out.
We're ready. We're ready to bend
someone
over.
Someone who knows someone from Liv.
We're ready to bend over.
Oh, fuck you. I'm already in the bent position. I've assumed the position.
We're here to bend over.
That there's a baseball guy as well who signed a $700 or $800 million contract over 10 years. I think it's $700 million.
No salary cap in baseball. They just signed mammoth contracts.
Yeah, but like it's like LeBron's career earnings is like $490 million. This guy's got a 10-year contract for $700 million.
Japanese money in baseball is just absurd.
Why is that? Is that TV
no
rights?
Salary cap.
I understand there's no salary cap, but like, what's the generating in terms of it? Like, it's not the most popular sport in America, is it?
Third most popular.
Third most.
But there's a shitload of games.
Like, the fuck load of games. So the TV rights must be.
No. In revenue, it's not. It doesn't surpass the NBA. The NBA makes more money, but they have salary caps. So you can't pay more than the max contract, which is like $250.
I understand how salary cap works. Yeah. I'm just trying to work
which
out.
Which is why there's a bigger. If there was no salary cap in basketball, the contracts would be fucking huge.
They probably still are, right? You're probably still giving like... I mean, if it's happening in the NRL, I'm sure they're finding a way in the fucking NBA.
Their salary cap, it's a bit different though, you know what I mean? It's not like our like stringent, here's $10 million over, you know, and make it work. Like,
yeah.
In America, like... Some fucking bloke who never plays on $10 million, you know what I mean?
True.
Old salary cap for the league.
Mate, like Ben Simmons is on like fucking $100 and something million. That's insane.
Insane.
That's insane.
How is Ben Simmons? Is he, where's he at? What a...
What a fall.
What a fall from grace.
Dude, that's a Kardashian curse, dude. If ever you've seen one.
Fully. Get in bed with Kendall. That's what happens, bro.
That's an insane Kardashian curse, that one.
He was king of the world. You know what actually did him in more than anything? When he nabra'd...
The Olympics.
When he nabra'd the nation.
Yeah.
And he went...
But he was already in a bit of... he was already in a bit of curry there.
But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That could have been his redemption arc. Come back, win bronze, learn what it means to be...
Yeah. Now...
committed.
And he's missed the last 14 games due to a nerve impingement in his back.
He's...
Fucking hell. So he's been injured. How old is he?
He is 27.
See, flawed.
Is he 27 already?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When did he come into the league? 21?
He was a fucking rookie, dude. Yeah, he didn't go to college, did he?
Yeah, he did. Remember?
His first year...
He went to that college. He was on the billboards and shit everywhere. You still got to go
Did he do 1 year at college then?
One done, yeah.
His first, he was drafted first pick in 2016. So,
what's 8 years ago.
Seven.
Wow. Yeah. And he was like the next man. Like he was the next.
When did he win Rookie of the Year? What year?
Well, he was a rookie in 2016.
So is it 2017?
17, 18, I think. Like if he was drafted 2016.
On an NBA Rookie of the Year, he won in 2018.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is wigging me out.
Well, from a time perspective?
Yes. Yeah.
And now,
then, but now it's like sad. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then Josh Giddey, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's all happening.
It's just all
like,
happening.
I just like a fucking Aussie. Well, we got
Paddy. Has Josh Giddey been stood down?
No.
No, as far as I know, he's still playing.
No, I saw something about the, they were like, it's a, like, you don't, they were, I think the NBA almost, or the, or Orlando said something like, we're not, he's fucking innocent until proven guilty. We just get out of the way of criminal investigations.
They do things a bit differently.
Is there any update on that one?
No, the Newport Beach Police Department are looking into the allegations. The NBA boss said the league is following protocol in relation to an investigation.
How old is Josh Giddey?
He's 21.
When were these meant to have happened, this situation?
I think it was 2 years ago.
So he would have been 19. And a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old is the allegation?
15, apparently.
Okay.
We'll leave that.
Well, I'm just asking the question. Why are we cutting it? I'm not fucking saying it's fine. Just asking the question of how old he is or was. Do you think that's a reasonable question?
Yeah.
Why would you cut that?
Just throwing around the 15, 16, because I don't know if that's confirmed yet.
It's not. I'm not saying that was the allegation, that he slept with an underage person, right?
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Not what I'm saying.
It's what they're saying.
Got old fucking worry ward over here.
Well, listen, he's just been... Well, he's not allowed to worry.
He is allowed to worry. I'm just saying. I didn't say anything fucked.
He's allowed to worry. Let the kid worry.
I'm going to...
Let me worry.
I'm just trying to get the facts straight here.
Cutler, we don't have the facts.
We don't have them. They're not straight. But it's not great.
That's Liv.
That's Liv. Shout out to John Rahm. I managed to tune into the first Big Bash game of the summer for myself, my first Big Bash game of the summer last night, Eddie, only to have the fucking thing rained out.
After six,
not even rained out, abandoned due to the wetness in the pitch.
So what was the go there? They just didn't put the covers on it, or leaked in or what?
So
yeah, there was a leak in the covers.
There's a leak in the covers, but they kind of, like, the people are sort of pissed off because they knew there was a leak in the covers and they had like a shitload of time to acknowledge that the pitch was wet as fuck, and then they still let people come, pay money, da da da. Now, I think that they're now, anyone who went is getting their money refunded because the pitch was wet as fuck. Nick Maddison of Renegades captain fame was interviewed after winning the toss, and they're like, oh, what are you going to do? He's like, we're going to have a bowl. I'm like, why is that? And he's like, because the pitch is soaking wet. I have no idea what it's going to do. But then, like, then they, so six overs, I think they abandoned it. Like, the ball was just, like, doing everything. Just have no consistency.
It was just all over the
place. It was all over the place. It was dangerous.
How many wickets did they take?
They only took two, but, like, when you were seeing what the ball, like, in one over was doing, it was ridiculous.
So why do they proceed?
I don't know. That's people.
That seems mad.
It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. But it was really ridiculous for me because I was settling in for a nice evening, which I'm going to do tonight.
And you were pumped. You're ready to go.
I'm going to redeem myself tonight. I'm going to probably vegan gummy up.
Well, the thing is, Tom, is that you can actually just watch it every night. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I watched this. Who do I watch the other night? Stars, Heat. Heat are pretty good. Heat are pretty handy.
Actually, I did see a bit of Heat. Friend of the show, Spencer Johnson.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Fucking ridiculous decision. Put it this way, if there's a hole in the covers and it's leaked through, instead of just trying to hide your fuck up, you probably just put your hand up and you go, yep, hole pitch is wet.
But also, you know what? And obviously, I'm not a groundsman. That may shock a lot of people. Don't have holes in your covers.
Why you got holes in your covers?
That seems
surely,
like,
surely you check your covers.
Surely that's the one thing you don't want to have a hole in.
But I would have thought that covers are checked. when they're put out. When you put it out, you look and you go, oh, there's a hole in that. Let's get another one. Like, surely there's backup covers. You wouldn't have one set of covers.
Well, like, at the very least, we've pulled out the covers. Let's just go and inspect the section of the covers that is directly over the pitch. Just at the very least, check that bitch for holes. Let's maybe get some, if we're expecting some rain to come in, maybe get some extra covers. Let's maybe double, triple. Let's tarp this bitch up.
I would expect there to be two sets of covers.
Maybe three in bad weather.
As well, you know, just, I mean, fucking like, PM's a back, 11 like a backup one. Set.
The PM's 11 game in Canberra, the wind blew the covers off overnight, pissed with rain, game abandoned.
Did they abandon that? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, it says the match was drawn. Well, I think that, maybe they just had...
Well, that's what happens when you abandon it, though, isn't it?
But it's not saying match was abandoned.
No, so that's what I was told. It would say match abandoned.
Can you just check?
Yeah.
Just check what happened. Renshaw got 136.
Yeah, he did.
Like that.
Knocking on the door.
Knocking.
Knock, knock, knock. Who is it?
It's Matt Renshaw here, the turtle, but not so much a turtle anymore.
It was a turtle.
It was a turtle, but I can bat a little bit quicker now.
Yeah, and used to open the batting for the nation.
Can open.
Played lower in the.
There's. Have you heard whispers though about Swamp Junior potentially being an opener?
Could T Head open?
Yeah, he could. He has done before.
T Head could open.
He could, but like, do you want him? What do you want him doing? What he does, like, just being
with Swamp Junior, is he going to be our best opening option after Warner retires?
I don't necessarily think so. I don't.
Well, particularly when you've got knock knock. Who is it? It's the turtle.
It's the turtle, Mr. Renshaw, Mr. Heskey, Mr. Renshaw.
Not Mr. Heskey. Shout out to Mr. Heskey. If you know who Mr. Heskey is, shout out to you too.
Yeah, you're a real one. Mr. Heskey, you're a real one.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, Mr. Hat.
Yeah, Mr. Renshaw. Also, who else? I think Baggy Green got a 50 or a 40 something.
46, yeah.
Got out?
No, he got out.
And then what about Bangers and little Marcus Harris?
Marcus Harris, 49.
Bangers?
Bangers?
Bancroft.
Oh, Bancroft got 53.
Is he allowed back ever, or has he, like, got a black mark against his name?
I think he's played at least one test since he got fucked off. Or he played a few after the Sampa.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Did he get suspended for a year? I don't know if he did. I can't remember now.
I think that was his last test. I could be completely wrong.
So could I.
Here we go. His last test. His last test was against England at Lords in 2019.
So he came back.
There you go, he came out.
Yeah.
So, well done, Tom.
He would have served, yeah, so he didn't play for a year after the South African tour. He played in March 2018 and then again against England in August 2019.
No disrespect to Nathan McSweeney, but no, I'd never heard of you. Now, he looks young, but I don't mind 40 runs from Nathan McSweeney.
Don't hate it. Big Bo Webster, 21 of 86 seeds. Jimmy Pearson, Nathan McAndrew, Todd Murphy.
A lot of people talking up Jimmy Pearson's keeping in this match.
Is that right?
Yeah. And in terms of the result of this match, basically there was a giant, like, freak electrical storm on Friday night in Canberra. A lot of Canberra lost power. There were blackouts and the temperature was forecast to be 37 on the Saturday. It says umpires and captains inspected the pitch late on Saturday morning and called the game off over safety concerns. But it was the last day and there was basically not even a full two innings, a full first innings had been played. So the match was heading for a draw anyway.
Right. But the weather did fuck the pitch.
Yes.
So they basically shook hands and agreed to it.
Just went, fuck it.
We've
done what this was about.
Correct, which is get some overs in.
Yeah.
See some fucking nut and get on with the job.
How did the Pakistanis go?
They went pretty well. Their captain, Shaan Masood, made 201 not out.
Jesus Christ, that's nice for the average.
Mm. Jordan Buckingham, one of our bowlers, 5 wickets.
Yep. Like that from Geordie.
Have we announced our squad you had over Thursday?
Not the 11. Like, the squad's there for the test, but not the final.
The 11's pretty fucking set, though.
Well, I heard Andrew McDonald just say before Mitch Marsh likely to get that all-rounder
spot. Well, that's the only thing I'm looking
Andrew
at.
McDonald was like, he'll be 6.
Who will get that all-rounder spot? Baggy Green. Got to go away and work, baby.
Yeah, you just got to start plundering fucking disgusting amounts of runs in Shield. And you're fucking like 24, 25.
And then come
Swamp
back.
Swamp Junior Junior's 34.
And then come back. Is this this isn't a day nighter, is it?
No, but it's in Perth, so it's going to be a bit
essentially
later for
us. Essentially, it is a day nighter.
For us, yeah.
Yeah.
Horny.
Fucking oath.
Eddie, did you see that Nick Kyrgios is on OnlyFans?
I saw that.
Have we got an OnlyFans account?
Oh, yeah, we do, from when another Australian from tennis player.
From when Tomic was on there. What's our logins to OnlyFans? If you haven't been using it, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen you rack up that bill, bro.
Yeah. Well, he also comments on porn.
Was this his way? So obviously Nick Kyrgios pulls out of the Australian Open. Is that the second year in a row? Did he play last year?
Yeah, the second year. He has pulled out of fucking everything recently. He's been injured, right? Like
he's been injured, yeah. And, you know, sometimes I feel like...
Is he rehabbing as much as he should?
Correct. You know, he seems to be injured a lot anyway, or pulls out of a lot of tournaments. Is him announcing his retirement on OnlyFans his way of getting us locked in on his OnlyFans for what's to come?
Have we got it, or do we need to set up an account?
We definitely have an account. I just got to find the logins.
Because we need to work out what he's charging and whether we're going to see any, like, Nick Kyrgios on the chong.
No, so I read that he wants to put up free tennis and mindset coaching advice on his OnlyFans.
So OnlyFans has kind of pivoted from, like...
It's not just getting railed.
I don't even know if you can get railed anymore on there.
No, you can.
You can.
Not that I would know.
You are a little fucking porn freak, aren't you?
You're just leveling these accusations at me. OnlyFans is a widely known
porn
platform.
You speak about porn with confidence that you don't speak about anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, dude, you still get railed on OnlyFans.
Of course you could still get railed. What kind of question is that? That's like saying, can you post photos on Instagram?
Well, no.
That's what it's for.
I don't fucking know what it's for, because I thought that there was something with OnlyFans where it was like, it was being used by, like, people that weren't of age, or there's all this shit, so they had to, like...
Yeah, I don't think that lasted very long.
Remove what you can and can't do. Or minimise what you can...
I was under the impression it accounted for the vast majority of content on there.
It's just getting fucked.
I could be wrong. I don't know. But that was my understanding. I know that Nick is trying to play the clean skin angle and going, well, you know...
Okay, so not, like, no doodles. No vaginas, no bums, no tits.
But I'm not ruling that out.
Because, like, OnlyFans, the affordances of the platform, if I were to use a media studies reference, is basically the same as Patreon. You can upload content that you can have subscribers to watch and to view and put it behind a paywall.
Okay. Can you upload podcasts? Should we have an OnlyFans?
We could.
I'm just looking up percentage of OnlyFans content, which is... pornographic? Sexual? What would you say?
I'd say it's like 90.
Adult content makes up 90% of all the content on OnlyFans.
This fucking guy, dude.
That's on the 3rd of October 2023. 98%.
But my question here is, pornographic could be a photo of some tits, but like, can you get P and V or A or M?
I bet you can. 100%. What I'm saying is it's a very interesting decision, I think, for the great and the powerful Nick Kyrgios to open an OnlyFans account so that he can share tennis advice. Like, that's a weird place to do it.
And he's doing it for free, right?
Apparently. So like, I would assume that you're trying to give kids coaching advice, generally speaking. Is OnlyFans the place to be doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like an odd place to fucking do that.
Yeah, it does seem weird.
Like, learn how to serve while you look up photos of tits.
Mm. Do you know what else on OnlyFans that's like in the sporting realm or like that isn't railed? Like chicks doing it Paige Van Zandt's like a former UFC fighter who does it, but I can guarantee she's not giving out fighting advice.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I know that Bernard Tomic was on there for a while, yeah, as you well know. I think he was denied a
wild card
to the qualifying tournament.
Just even the qualifying
tournament. Fuck. Yeah, that's how far he's slipped, mate. That's how far he's slipped.
I wonder what he's still worth, if anything. Like, you know, whether he's just squandering.
Mate, he wouldn't have much money.
That's what I mean. Like, would he have forever money?
No, surely not.
Unless he invested it.
Is he correctly? Is he still trying to do the damn thing? You want to talk about falls from grace. Fucking hell, he's right up there as well.
Yeah, he is. Nick Kyrgios, professional tennis player, always in good trouble.
Subscribe here to interact with me like never before. You will see behind the scenes on the tennis tour, my life outside of tennis, an inside look at events I'm part of, fan interaction and giveaways, and everything in between. Look forward to seeing you there. It's subscribed for free, apparently.
What's the point then? Hell's Kitchen, okay. Like, you've got an Instagram. Can you send him tips?
You probably can. I don't know if
he's... down there on that video.
You can. Yeah, you can send a tip.
I mean, who the fuck's sending him money?
Weird stuff from the king.
Some of the stuff that happens to me, you can't make up. I leave the door open for Coz to come back into the room. I'm showering. I come out and this guy's running on my... Bit of vol?
Just his dog.
Okay. Oh. What's that?
Weird.
That was a guy with no legs. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
So there's a guy with no legs with a dog in his room? So he's left the door open and some guy with no legs has come in and his dog.
Well, assuming the dog would have gone first and his owner was chasing after him.
No, I understand that.
I think you would assume that the man with no legs came in after the
dog. Yeah. But that is actually, in fairness to Nick, that is a weird story. Like, that's a weird thing to happen.
Now that you've pieced it together for me, it's making sense.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird. Worth posting. I would have posted it to my Instagram, though, where I've got 4 million followers.
Yeah, his Australian Open 2024 announcement, which he shared to OnlyFans. Go down, please, Dave. Got 135 likes. You got to ask yourself what the fucking point of this is. What is the point of this?
42 comments.
What's the point of this?
Okay, let's start it again.
Why bother?
Hey, guys. Nick Kyrgios here.
No shit.
Obviously, had a really tough year with injury. Had that knee surgery and came back a little bit too soon and set me back a little bit. Then, obviously, had some... wrist issues. So this is a very disappointing time for me, but yeah, I won't be able to compete at the 2024 Australian Open. Obviously heartbreaking. You know, I've had so many amazing memories there and I just want to really get back to playing at the top of my game and doing it right, and I need a little bit more time. You know, I was so close to winning a Grand Slam. I want to make sure that my body is going to have the time it needs to come back. So please bear with me. Even though I won't be there competing this year at the AO, I still will be around commentating matches, being around. I've got some special things planned, so please be excited still. You know, I'll be there and hopefully see all the fans. So I'll see you there.
He's looking nice and dark.
It's one of the great fucking...
So what I think
my... Resuscitation jobs on head of hair.
What I think might be the case with this, based on what OnlyFans have tried to do in the past and the fact that Kyrgios is wearing OnlyFans branded clothing, is that maybe OnlyFans have kind of approached him
100%
to be like, can you come on our platform? They want to try.
Not come on the platform.
No.
Right? That's...
Can you... Yeah, so C-O-M-E.
Yes, C-O-M-E.
Not C-U-M.
Yep. Which is what they're known for.
Yeah, and OnlyFans maybe trying to push themselves as more than just a rooting platform.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's exactly what it is. Well done, David. Eyes up from you, mate. Well done, David. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
We're going to miss that sort of insight.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Punters and Dribbles, as you know, the great and powerful Dior Dave... setting off into the sunset to...
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
That was nice, dude.
You love
that? Dave setting off into the sunset.
That was for you, brother.
Yeah, that was for Dave. But so we are on the lookout. Now...
We're not in a lookout. We're on the lookout for someone to replace him.
But just so you know, we're not looking out for someone to replace Dave on camera. This is someone who potentially... The role may potentially see you on camera at some point in the future.
But you won't be on camera.
The Tobler is going to be shifting straight to Dior Dave's seat. Welcome, Tobler. Congratulations, Tobler. But we do need some highly skilled individual who has experience with video editing, filming, audio editing, basically as much as possible. As much as possible. Graphic design, it's going to help you get in the door. If you're sending us resumes of you with like a podcast that you're on, respectfully, that's not going to move the needle for us, because we don't want someone with a podcast. We want someone with technical proficiency.
Correct.
So you got to email turbo@hallosport.com.au. This is for a paid work. Just so you know, this is a paid job.
Full-time
paid job. This is your opportunity to work
5 days a week.
The best fucking job on planet Earth. Yeah. Unless you're D.O. Dave. He obviously wants to go and, you know.
Well, he's looking for a better job.
He's looking for a better job. He wants to go and like save pygmy
possums. He's like, it's like Dave's got to the North Pole and he's like, I want to go further north. So
you can't go further north.
You're at the furthest north point.
So now he's
heading south.
Yeah, but burrowing straight through. He's trying to dig to China. I mean, you remember when people used to say you could do that? When you were a kid, you thought you could dig to China?
You can.
Well, technically you could, but you couldn't.
You can.
No.
But not from Australia.
Not from where we are. Not from a sandpit in a barrel primary school.
Well, where do we spit out? What's on the direct other side of us? America, you reckon? No, because we're more around the Tropic of Capricorn, which would be the Tropic of Cancer.
North Atlantic Ocean, pretty much middle of the ocean, but if you're from New Zealand, the opposite side is like Spain, Portugal, Morocco. So we're just off the northwest coast of Europe.
Is that where we are?
Yeah.
There you go. Learn something new every day.
Sorry, I'm just watching the Chiefs fucking...
All right, turbo@hallosport.com.
turbo@hallosport.com.au. Serious applications only. turbo@hallosport.com.au. Now, when we talk UFC on the show, we do it thanks to our good friends at KO. And my God, Edward, is there a fucking...
Our best mates at KO.
Our best mates.
Best in the business.
There's a fucking card this weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now, the numbers, is it 296?
Yep.
296, available on KO via main event or on main event via KO. You don't need to actually even be a subscriber to KO, even though you should, because... just doesn't make fucking sense. But you can do it in front of the paywall. Now, this card is fucked. Just scroll down a tiny bit more. When I say fucked, I mean great. So the main event is Leon Edwards, Colby Covington for the welterweight world title. Huge, then you've got huge. In the co-main, Pantoja v. Roval for the flyweight world title.
Huge.
Then you've got Shavkat Rakhmonov, who's 17-0 against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. That is another welterweight fight. Rakhmonov is one of the motherfuckers in the division. Mm. Wonderboy has obviously been there, done that, been a title contender, can fight. Then couple you've losses. Got Paddy Pimblett, who we don't know like what this he is as a this prospect.
This is interesting. This
against fight. Tony Ferguson, who's... Tony's lost like the last six fights he's had, but he's been training with fucking David Goggins, and apparently Goggins is like, no one's ever passed my like four-day fucking training thing. And
Paddy looked like...
Paddy looked like pure shit his last fight.
People think he lost the last fight he was in.
He did lose it, but he didn't.
Well, he did, but he didn't.
Then this next one, Vicente Luque, who is like a really, really good welterweight fighter. He's kind of someone that the UFC always like throw out as like, if you can beat him, you're in and around the fucking top tier. Mm. He's against Ian Garry, Irish guy, biting a lot of Conor McGregor sort of stuff. Mm. But he's been getting the absolute shit roasted out of him right now, Ian Garry, online, started by Sean Strickland. Because Ian Garry's wife, I don't know how old Ian Garry is. He's got a kid with this woman. She's like in her 40s, but she wrote a book about how to become a wag and like how to find a fucking...
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
As in... After she'd met Ian Garry?
Before. Yeah.
And then met Ian Garry. So, but how would she know how to find a wag if she didn't, how to become a wag if she wasn't?
She was
one?
Like, this is how to do it. This is my, I think this is like how to do it.
But she double hadn't done it that. Yet. Do you know people what I'm trying
write, to say? People give dating advice and they're single. So like, what do you want from me?
True.
Can you just check though? I could be wrong about that. But her ex-husband is also now his fucking nutritionist and they all live in a house together.
Get fucked. They all live in a house together.
Yeah, apparently.
So he's a bit of a car.
Yeah, he's been getting the shit roasted out of him.
Yeah, so his current partner, Layla, she wrote a book which is described as a tongue-in-cheek audiobook. She wrote this book back in 2010 called How to Be a Wag, which claims it's a guide to catching the man of your dreams.
And the nutritionist X lives in the same house as Ian Garry. And he probably, has to lay there listening to her get plowed every night. Is that the situation?
Well, wait, as in the nutritionist does?
Ian Garry does, probably.
Well, if there's... Listen, that's all... Who knows? But it's so Sean Strickland said something, like made a video about it, and be like, don't worry, man, it all happens to us once in a while. You get caught by a succubus, man. But then Ian Garry, instead of being like, fuck you, DM'd him, was like, stop talking about it, I'm gonna sue you.
Ooh.
And then Strickland just basically shared the DM, being like, what a pussy. Like, at least I would have fucking like respected you if you were like threatening me or something. Be like, no, you're just gonna sue me. Like, he's like, I don't give a fuck, sue me. And then all these other fighters have been picking it up. Like, it's not obvious. I feel sorry for him in some sense, right? Well, in a lot of, who the fuck, that'd be an awful thing to have to be getting ripped on by UFC fighters. But he's actually quite a good fighter.
The book itself is kind of less than it seems. So she said she wrote this book called How to Be a Wag. It's an 11-page Audible-only satire story. She was working for OK and a few different gossip mags during the FIFA World Cup in 2010. They were writing a lot of satire and stuff around wives and girlfriends in football. So it's not like a serious guide.
It's not a serious guide. That's the thing, though. But it doesn't need to be for people just to start ripping.
Yeah,
and for a narrative to take, but then also but your then ex-husband's also, living with you.
Yeah, but that's part of it. But then Ian Garry getting cut saying, "I'm going to sue you."
Yeah,
you just go whatever. Yeah, who cares?
No, you can't. You just got to cop that.
You just got to cop that, mate. It is what it is, and you know it's a cheap gag.
But so this
week, on behalf
week,
of Strickland, at least
keep your eyes peeled for the pre-fight press conference, because you're going to have Colby Covington, fucking Paddy Pimblett, Tony Ferguson, Ian Garry. Like, at the very least, you're going to have Covington hanging all of the shit on Ian Garry. Because, I mean, look, they're all the same weight division, right? So, like, Ian Gary's coming to try and, like...
Yeah.
It's going to be a...
And Colby talks mad shit.
Colby talks all the shit, dude. All of it.
2 p.m. as well. Beautiful time zone. Beautiful time slot for the punter and the dribbler. 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
You can't ask for much more.
No,
than that.
You really can't. It's actually a divine.
In fact, it's not even about asking for much more. You can't ask for more than that, full stop.
No.
That's as good as it gets.
It's absolutely as good as it gets. Leon Edwards. So the main event, though, the title fight, Leon Edwards against Colby. You and I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. I assume that Leon Edwards wins, but like Colby Covington's a bit of a. Just like a cardio beast who can wrestle. You're like, who the fuck knows what's going to happen? Big Leon Edwards fan.
Leon looked fucking good last fight, though.
Pantoja just is his first defense of the title for the flyweight. Beat Brandon Moreno. This Rakhmonov guy, though, for the against Wonderboy Thompson. Rakhmonov's a fucking... He's like... I think he's Russian.
He's Kazakhstani.
Kazakhstanian. But then, like, they also... Like, what's the... Is it near China?
Yeah, well, so he was born in Uzbekistan, but he fights out of Kazakhstan and is a Kazakhstani.
Because there's like areas, I guess, where they kind of look Asian, right?
It's in Asia, right.
Eurasia, I believe they're called.
Eurasia. There you go.
Cool name, though. Shavkat.
Is he where the fucking...
Yeah, he's one of... He wears a different type of like animal thing on his head.
Yeah.
But I'm probably most interested about Tony Ferguson and Paddy Pimblett. Who will also be, you would assume, talking shit. Paddy Pimblett has been pretty quiet, though.
I tell you what, I found it's fascinating how the tide of public...
perception or opinion.
Opinion and almost like respect for Paddy just fell off a cliff.
Because he was a favourite, dude. Barstool.
That's what I mean. But then he loses, but he was told he won.
No, he won, but he said...
He won, but he actually lost. But he won on paper, but he lost in the eye of everyone.
He does, yeah.
Why does everyone then turn their back on him? That wasn't his decision.
That wasn't entirely. It was part of it. It was all sort of happening at the same time. A confluence of circumstances. He lost. He won, but everyone thought he lost. He came out and being like, "It was an easy win. Fight of the night." He was saying, "Fight of the
night." So he's talking.
He'd be like, "Shut the fuck up." Then he got into a beef with Ariel Helwani.
That's right.
And it was sort of from the clouds. Like, Ariel Helwani is a great MMA journo. He's sort of, at periods, been a bit fart sniffy of late because he's like, he used to just be like, he used to kind of like, not be a, he used to just cop bullshit from people, right? Like, when they would talk shit about him, or they'd falsely like accuse him of things he didn't do or misrepresent him. Sup, Sebo? How you doing, brah? Feeling well? There you go. We're just wrapping up here. But he can be like a bit... So people would talk shit about him and he would kind of just cop it. And then there was this point where he just went, fuck this. And he would just, he sort of, which has made him, I prefer this side of him. But then there are times when maybe he takes it, he sort of gets high on his own supply in that sense. Paddy Pimlet, one of the people who came at him for fucking, like talking shit about him and like Dana and all this different stuff that was going on. But then like Ariel just had like receipts, if I can use
An internet term,
and just buried Paddy Pimlet. And so it was all around this same time, and it just made him look really like stupid. So it's all just kind of turned on him. Like it's been quite a quick turn.
Because he was the man.
Yeah. But all it takes is a fucking good, like if he beats the fuck out of Tony, and then, you know. But the thing was that he was, and there's a perception he gets the UFC rub and he's getting the push because he's this Liverpool guy with a weird haircut and he can talk funny, but he's not that good. So we'll see.
We will see. KO, main event.
Main event. That's Sunday. This is almost the most stacked card that I can remember from the year. I could be wrong, but it's a fucking hectic card. Hectic. Can you go down? Who's on the prelims? Anyone we know? Josh Emmett. Bryce Mitchell of fucking Flat Earther. That's good. Irene Aldana, Carl Rosa.
Cody Garbrandt.
You want to talk about someone who's fallen all the way off. My God. Cody Garbrandt. Fucking hell. This is just a good card, bro. Hell yeah. Sweet. All right. Is that us?
That's us, baby.
Anything we missed, fellas? Don't think so.
Hellosport.shop. Get yourself something for Christmas. Shout out the punter, shout out the dribbler, shout out us.
Thursday potty, probably going to be an interview as opposed to a normal one because we'll be nice and sore from our Christmas party.
We'll be licking our wounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.